Evidence is getting beyond the realm of belief. Jordan said nothing. A completely Earth-like planet, peopled by creatures who are totally like us. Now one of them has a Hindu name. That's way beyond coincidence, Jordy. Look up Aditi, Jordan said. Brandon commanded the computer, and the screen instantly showed Aditi, archaic mother goddess, Hindu, Vedic, wife of Kasyapa or Brahma, mother of rain god Indra and of Hari and the Adityas, perceived as a guardian goddess who brings prosperity and who can free her devotees from problems and clear away obstacles. Jordan stared at the screen. Brandon said, "That's no coincidence, Jordy. None of this is a coincidence. It can't be." Examination. Jordan called Meek and Thornberry to Brandon's cubicle. They crowded the narrow space, bumping against the bed, the desk. There were no chairs. They had to stand and lean in behind Brandon. Once they looked at the names and their definitions, Meek said heatedly, "I knew it! I knew it! They're not what they claim to be. None of this is natural. It can't be." Jordan shook his head as he sat on the unmade bed. An entire planet made to exactly resemble Earth? It beggars the imagination. Thornberry shook his head. "Maybe what we're seeing is an illusion. Maybe we're being tricked." "How could that be?" Jordan demanded. "How could any of this be?" Brandon countered, still seated at his desk. Meek stood hemmed in by the desk, the expression on his face radiating suspicion. "Things are not what they seem," he said, tapping the forefinger of his right hand into the palm of his left. "We're being tricked, hoodwinked." "But why?" Jordan asked, almost pleading. "Why would anyone go to all this trouble?" "That's what you've got to find out," Meek said. "Me?" "You're on friendly terms with this Adri person. You should confront him. Tell him that we know he's up to something." Jordan ran a hand through his silver hair. "I suppose so," he said reluctantly. To himself, he added, "I'm supposed to be the leader here. It's time for me to lead." As he started down the path toward Adri's city, Jordan marveled again at how Earth-like the trees and shrubbery were. A squirrel-like creature scampered up one of the stately tall trees, a blur of gray fur. Then a dark, buzzing little ball of purposeful energy, very much like a bee, zoomed past his ear, making him flinch. Birds glided through the foliage high above. Sunshine filtered through the forest canopy. "Meek and the others are right," Jordan thought. "This is all too good to be true. Maybe it actually is an illusion. Maybe Adri and his people have some way of reading our minds and then showing us what we want to see." Suddenly Adri was on the path, walking slowly toward him, wearing his usual ankle-length grayish-blue robe. Jordan noticed that it bore an intricate design, fine threads making delicate loops and curves. "Good morning," Jordan called to the alien.
"And a very pleasant good morning to you, friend Jordan," said Adri, with a warm smile.
"He seems so friendly," Jordan thought. "So happy to see me."
"I was going to the city to find you," said Jordan.
"I was going to your camp to find you," Adri said. "I have a lot of questions to ask you."
Nodding, Adri said,
"I'm sure you do. I hope I can answer them all to your satisfaction."
They started walking side by side, through the rich green foliage and the warm, dappled sunlight toward the city. Adri reached into the folds of his robe and pulled out a tiny creature, no bigger than the palm of his hand. He stroked its dark fur soothingly. He noticed Jordan staring at the animal.
"Pets can be a very good relaxation implement," he said, almost apologetically.
"Is he nervous?" Jordan wondered.
"Worried." "What is it that you want to know?" Adri asked.
"All this is not what it seems, is it?" Jordan began. Adri blinked.
"I don't understand you."
With a wide sweep of his arm, Jordan said,
"This planet, your city, you yourselves, it's all an illusion that you're producing to make us feel comfortable about you."
"Oh, no. No, no, no," Adri said, his voice soft but the expression on his face troubled, distressed.
"I assure you, this is how I look. I'm as human as you are, truly."
"It's so very hard to accept." Smiling gently, Adri said,
"I believe you have a saying,
What you see is what you get.
How can you have exactly the same form as we do? It goes against everything we know.
Audrey's smile widened slightly.
Then you are learning something new. That is progress, isn't it?
Jordan stopped and planted his fists on his hips. Audrey, my friend, I'm afraid that I don't believe you. I can't believe you.
Audrey stood in silence for a few heartbeats, stroking his furry pet, apparently thinking it over.
Would it help if I went back to your camp with you and allowed your people to examine me?
Surprised by his offer, Jordan said, Yes, I believe it would.
Then let's do that, by all means.
Audrey turned around and started heading for the camp. Jordan caught up with him in a few strides and walked alongside the alien, who slid his pet back inside his robe.
I appreciate your willingness to let us examine you, Jordan said, almost apologetically.
Audrey murmured,
Doubting Thomas.
From the Bible?
Yes.
Suddenly embarrassed, Jordan stammered, I
don't mean to call you... I mean, well, it's only natural for us to doubt such coincidences.
You've been to so many worlds that you know that this one is anomalous, Audrey said almost seriously.
No, this is the first.
Then Jordan realized that Audrey was bantering with him. He laughed, and the two of them walked side by side back to the humans' camp.
Audrey patiently allowed Meek and Longyear to examine him. X-rays, magnetic resonance imaging, tissue samples, neutrino scans. All revealed a completely human body. Even his tiny pet, which Audrey clutched in both hands through the examination, closely matched a species of miniature terrestrial prairie dog. Scans of Audrey's brain were strikingly similar to scans of the humans in the computer files. The alien seemed to take all the prodding and scanning with good grace. He accepted lunch with Jordan, Brandon, and Elise, while Meek and Longyear studied the results of their tests. His furry pet remained hidden inside his robe.
Aditi was asking about you,
Audrey said as they sat in the dining room, munching on sandwiches. Jordan felt his heart leap.
About your name, Brandon said, his face showing suspicion.
And hers.
They are from your Hindu culture, Audrey replied easily. I'm afraid you would find our names, in our own language, impossible to pronounce.
We seem to have the same vocal equipment, Brandon said almost accusingly.
Audrey acknowledged the point with a dip of his chin.
Yes, of course. But it would take you quite a bit of time to learn how to make the sounds we make quite naturally.
You learn your language in childhood, of course, said Jordan.
Of course,
Audrey said.
They spent the afternoon in more examinations, more tests. Dr. Yamaguchi gave Audrey a standard physical exam, testing his reflexes, muscular coordination, even his eyesight.
Audrey accepted it all with an accommodating smile. Through it all, his little pet sat in a corner of Yamaguchi's cubicle, silent and still, its bright eyes watching. At last, late in the day, they had gone through every test they could think of.
If there's nothing more, Audrey told Jordan, I should return to the city now.
Jordan walked with him part way along the trail through the forest.
You must come to the city tomorrow, Audrey said once Jordan stopped. Aditi would like to see you again.
I would very much like to see her, Jordan heard himself admit.
With a smiling nod, Audrey said,
Tomorrow, then. Perhaps you would be good enough to let our people examine you.
Surprised, Jordan burst into laughter.
Certainly. Turnabout is fair play.
Audrey laughed, too. Then he turned and started along the trail once more.
Until tomorrow, then, he called to Jordan.
Once Jordan got back to the base, he found Meek, Longyear, and Thornberry waiting for him at the entrance to the main shelter. They looked grim.
Well, said Jordan, Audrey's as human as you or I, isn't he?
Meek said,
More than you know.
What do you mean?
Come with us, said Meek.
They led Jordan to Longyear's biology lab. The biologist called up the scans he had done on Audrey's DNA.
Jordan peered at the screen's display.
It looks perfectly normal to me.
Of course, I'm no expert.
It is perfectly normal, said Longyear, almost in a growl.
That's human DNA. From Earth.
Earth. Whoever fights monsters should see to it that in the process
he does not become a monster.